Om Shanti. Welcome back. So this is our session about digital wellness. Just to ask you, how many of you have up till now used the digital silence reflection place? How many of you have been there, reflected? Very few. So I think after this session you must do that, right? So to explain to you what is digital wellness all about, and how this aspect of wellness is very, very important in the present times for all of us, be of any age group or any, whether we are IT or non-IT. So we all have already, we've been meeting Bala Bhai. So he is here to explain what digital wellness is, some myths and some misconceptions about digital wellness, and how to be really a responsible digital user. So Bala Bhai.
Okay, good morning. चाय पिया है? थोड़ा जोर से बोलो ना. गुड मॉर्निंग. थैंक यू. वी विल स्टार्ट विथ अ नाइस एक्सरसाइज बिकॉज आई एम नोटोरियस इन ब्रह्मकुमारीज नॉट टू अलाउ एनीबडी टू स्लीप ड्यूरिंग माय सेशन. सो प्लीज स्टैंड अप. सो वी डू अ वेरी क्विक एक्सरसाइज. अटेंशन प्लीज. ओके. एंड you are just going to follow my instructions. So the instruction is, say what I say and do what I do. What's the instruction?
Say what I say and do what I
do. Okay, front. Say, what's the instruction? Very good. Up.
Up.
Front.
Front.
Down.
Down.
Front.
Front.
Up.
Up.
Front.
Front.
Down.
Down.
Now the next instruction. Say what I say, but do the opposite of what I do. Demo karna hai? Chahiye? Front. What was the instruction? Say what I say, do the opposite of what I do. Front ka opposite up hota hai kya? Hai? Okay, if I say up. इंस्ट्रक्शन क्या था? से वॉट आई से बट डू द ऑपोजिट ऑफ वॉट आई डू. डेमो हो गया. लाइव करते हैं. फ्रंट. डिसाइड करो. वेरी गुड. अप. डाउन. फ्रंट. I'll give you a little hint. Stop for a second. Don't be in a hurry. Stop for a second. Recall the instruction. Say it and do it. Okay? Okay? Up. Down. Front. Okay. Was it easy? You saw? What difference that just 1 second reflection makes, that pause. Thank you. Okay? मैंने नहीं कहा है. अभी बाकी है. अभी बाकी है. So now, say the opposite of what I say and do what I do. What's the instruction? Do what I do. Front. Up. Down.
Up.
Front.
Back.
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 Good. Which one was easier? Remember, people will follow what we do, not necessarily what we say. That's the most important principle in Brahmakumari's dharana. It was so easy because your hands were following my hands. But when you had to do opposite of what I was doing, it was difficult. Okay? Thank you very much. Sit down. Good. Right in the beginning, I'll share the complete slide deck, PPT, not even PDF. And I'll share the complete video. So don't click any pictures, you will get everything. Is that okay? Yeah. So please remember these two questions. You don't have to answer me. just keep them at the back of your mind. Who is the master, you or your mobile? Okay? No, you don't have to answer me. Just relax. I would love to say none of us is like that, but the chances are less. So what is the greatest challenge of current times? Anyone? Huh? Sorry? Distraction, yes. And? Stress, huh? Very good. You're always engaged, okay. Lack of patience, okay. Very good. So the greatest challenge of current times, and it is around this principle we have designed the whole digital wellness program as well as the whole retreat. It is not about running away from something. It's always about running towards something else. We are all engaged. Otherwise we know how to engage. But the challenge is, how do I keep my mind positively engaged? That's what we discussed yesterday, and Shivani Ben keeps talking about the content. This is the reason, because this is the greatest challenge. Whether you are a kid, you are a grown up, you are retired, or you are a working professional, or you are a leader, the greatest challenge is how to keep my mind positively engaged. If you can crack this, most of you raise your hand of being happy, you cracked your happiness puzzle. The solution to this question, the answer to this question is the same answer for your happiness puzzle. So what are 3 M's we are going to talk about? Any guess? Each one starts with a mind, very good start. Mobile, good start. Meditation, very good. Intelligent OER. There's a very good relationship between all these three. Mobile distracts your mind, meditation stabilizes your mind. That is why Brahmakumaris have taken up this in a big way. Mobile distracts your mind, meditation stabilizes your mind. So if you want to learn to move away from distraction, don't worry about moving away from something, that's not possible. But move towards something else. That's why we keep stressing about meditation. So 2 simple questions. If you keep eating lot of high calorie diet, what happens to the body? And all sorts of lifestyle diseases. Now a question to you. How many digital calories do you consume on a daily basis? And do you know what is happening to your brain and body because of these digital calories? Physical calories, you know, which you just mentioned. But what are these digital calories doing? And why we are talking about digital calories is because digital calories distract your mind and they destroy your brain. They're doing it as we speak. And I'm going to show you in the next 60 minutes how digital calories do it. That's why it's so important in the current times for us to learn how to keep ourselves positively engaged and reduce the consumption of digital calories. There's abundance of digital calories. We are literally floating in a sea of digital calories. That was 6 months ago. Now they must have added more. I did the math. 4 hours a day, 7 days a week, 100 years it will take to complete all the Netflix movies. 26,000 movies on Amazon Prime, 2700 TV shows, or her TV show ka? 12, 13, 14, ek season, dusra season, teesra season. I'm only counting as one TV show. 50 plus streaming services. And I haven't even included your favorite apps and games. Now see the digital calories. Literally we are exposed to. And what is their impact? Anything that you do has its impact, yes or no, positive or negative. So when we are consuming so many digital calories, what is happening to our brain and mind and body and relationships and to our workplace and to our kids. We don't seem to know that. And in this case, sorry for using the word, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is death and poison. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is death and poison in this case. And that is what we will learn. Can you just feel the surface on which you are seated? You don't have to touch it, just feel it. Yes? Can you listen to the hissing sound of the AC? It's been there all along, but as soon as you paid attention, it became your experience. Because whatever sensory input gets processed by the brain, that is what becomes my experience. Rest everything, it's as if the world doesn't exist. That's why we say brain is a fantastic filter and attention is its gate. What you decided to do and what you decided to ignore is what shaped your life, is what going to shape your life. Each one of us is a product of our attention, whether we know it or not. And wherever my attention goes, energy flows. Yes or no? And wherever energy flows, life grows, whether it is positive or negative. And unfortunately, as we were discussing yesterday, we are not taught to pay attention to attention. Everything else we pay attention to, other than paying attention to attention. And paying attention is like giving a slice of your life. Think about it. Yes or no? A slice, that's never going to come back. So ask yourself, when you're using your mobile, you're not just using your mobile. You're giving away so many slices of your life with nothing in return but pain and poison. So who is impacting our attention? When you're focused on preparing a document or a proposal, you get a phone call. You take the phone call and then you come back to the proposal. Will you be able to bring back your focus immediately or will it take some time? All of us, yes? That's a feature, it's not a bug. That's how the brain works. The reason is every time my brain does an attentional switch, write down those two words please. Every time I switch my attention from one task to next, every time I perform an attentional switch, every time I perform an attentional switch, a portion of my energy gets wasted in performing that switch. And that's what we call as brain's switching penalty. It's a penalty that our brain levies on us for performing that attentional switch. How many of you have experienced on some days you get disturbed so many times that in the evening you feel exhausted, but when you look back nothing gets done? Have you seen that? All of us have experienced. Now you know the reason. Because all your energy got wasted in repaying the brain switching penalty. Now ask yourself, in a livelong day, how much of your brain's energy is getting unnecessarily wasted because of all these things? Whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, brain will do its work. Each time you switch your attention unnecessarily, a portion... Ek second hi to hai bala bhai. No. Brain will do its job, whether it is 1 second, 10 seconds or 1 minute. It will reduce your energy. And brain is an excellent accountant, by the way. Now, why is this problematic? Suppose, say, you want to cook some rice. Put the rice in the cooker, put it on the gas stove. Every time you get a notification, switch off the flame. Attend to the notification, come back and switch on the flame. Will it take longer or shorter for the cooking to get completed? Right? And for some dishes, the whole dish gets spoiled because for some dishes, you need constant flame. Attention is that flame that is helping us accomplish things in our life. Write down. Attention is that flame And every time you are distracting, what are you doing? Switching off the flame. Coming back to the task and switching on the flame again. Now you see, from the time you started using mobiles, how your efficiency and effectiveness, both of them have gone down. You see the reason now? Every time you unnecessarily switch your attention, a portion of energy gets wasted. Your efficiency and effectiveness, both of them go down. Now we all say, my manager asks me to multitask. Multitasking to karna hi padta hai. Bala, we have to do that. We have to do that? Let's explore. Let's play a game. Ready? Yes. Take a sheet like this. Open a fresh page. And yes, there are some games which you can't play on your mobile. One of those is this. So you will need a pen and a paper. That's why we have gave you the book. Okay? So open a fresh page and draw two lines like this, such that your page gets divided into three parts. Easy? Yeah, if anyone doesn't have a paper, please tear it and give it to them. Spare them a sheet. I want everybody to play, please. Everybody. All of you. Yeah, aisa. Do line. You need a paper? No, any which way, like this, so that your page gets divided into three parts. If your page is like this, just like this, horizontal, yeah, like this, is it easy? Yeah, just like that, no, like this, yeah. Page is vertical, just draw two lines, got divided into three parts, okay? Now attention please, I'm going to give you the instructions. The first instruction is, you will not start until I ask you to start, because I'm going to time your exercise. Is that okay? So what I want you to do is, you're going to write, multitasking is a lie, on top of the first line. Don't start. Don't start. Attention please. Attention please. I'm going to tell you when to start. Just listen to the instructions. So you have this first line. And you need to write, multitasking is a lie, but with a small twist. You're going to write a M on top of the line, one below the line. You're going to write U on top of the line, two below the line. L, three. T, four. You don't have to number the spaces, only the letters. Letter on top of the line, number below the line. Letter, number, letter, number, letter, number. That is how you will complete the whole sentence. Are the instructions clear? Wait. Stabilizing my mind is so important for my good mental health and physical health. That's why more than 90% of our physical diseases are psychosomatic, and that is pictorially beautifully represented in this simple picture. Now, what is the cost of this constant distraction? These are the ones. Decreased sense of well-being, impairs executive function. All of us are experiencing at one point of the time or other. Yes or no? This is what distraction is doing to our mind and brain. That's why we don't know. As a digital wellness coach, when people come to me, they come after the symptoms have increased a lot, because they don't understand, every single day, little by little, they are destroying themselves. Distraction is slow destruction, and your smartphone is your distraction machine. What's your smartphone? You can use it as a tool, but remember, if you are not using it as a tool, it becomes your distraction machine. Right? In Hindi mein kahawat hai na, bail. That's what we are doing to ourselves. Now a lot of times I get asked this question. You know, lot of schools, colleges nowadays, there's a lot of online stuff. We want to read on screens. You know, that is what we are encouraged to. Can we do that? There's a big difference between digital reading and print reading. And let me demonstrate through a very simple game. Is that okay? Now, for playing this game, I want you to get up, because I promised I will not allow you to sleep. Very simple game. Okay? Now, the game is, I am going to give you a word, and whatever word that is related to the word on the screen comes to your mind, you will shout it out. Suppose, say, if I say library. Samajh gaya? Samajh mein aa gaya na? So let's start. And you're not going to think. Whatever the word first comes to your mind, you will say that. Is that okay? Start. Now tell me, did a single one of you say learning? Did any one of you get that thought? Reading, learning, knowledge, not a single one of us. That is how, one outlier. You must be reading a lot of e-books, you should not. We will show you why. This is how brain's neuroassociative conditioning works. Any two things you do together, brain starts attaching them with each other, like what you saw here. Because you are learning and doing things together. So when one gets activated, the other gets activated. And how does this work? This property is also helpful in forming our habits when we stack it with something else. Like every day in the morning or every day in the evening before you sleep, you meditate. Now, if you keep doing it, brain will associate your sleep time with meditation. And when you're about to sleep, it will remind you because of this property. This is how brain works. And it goes the other way around also. Like there was this lady, she was a designer, 23-year-old. So I was doing this session in Pune. So she came to me after the session and she said, now she understood why she is not able to sleep on her bed for more than few months, because she used to sit on the bed and work. So brain started associating her bed with work and laptop and not with sleep. And interestingly, they had a spare guest room, and whenever she would feel tired, she would go to the guest room and instantly sleep, because that bed is still associated with sleep. So please remember how our brain works and the property, and see how we can associate and use this capability of the brain for our own benefit. And that is why any time you do something that is not aligned with how the brain is wired, you need to spend extra energy and you won't get the benefit. That is why using mobile to read or learn won't work. Because my attitude when I pick up a mobile is completely different. Sit down. Because predominantly we have started using digital devices only for entertainment, that is the attitude we approach them. And there's a propensity to multitask, diminished concentration, reduced use of annotation, less frequent reviewing. How many of you, when you listen to audiobooks, you rewind and listen? How many of you? Very few. How many of you rewind and watch an hour long or 1.5 hour long video? Very few hands. You see that? If it is a book, we will go back and forth very easily. But if it is video or audio, we don't do that. More mind wandering when listening to audio than when reading from a book. That's why it's important that you switch to hard copies. And you encourage your kids to switch to hard copies. Have you seen any animation or notification come out of a book? Pop, it comes. And then pop, another one comes. Another video comes. Hota hai kabhi? Either you read it or you don't read it. So simple. That means when you pick up a book, automatically you are allowing you to be focused. A lot of times, we waste our willpower trying to stop us from doing something. No, change the environment so that you don't have to waste your willpower. Switch to books. You don't say, I should not click this notification. Nahi hota hai. Switch to books. Then no notification. Gone. Very beautiful book written by Naomi S. Perrin, and I've requested her we included this portion as a chapter in the digital wellness book. I'm going to show you a 2-minute clip, because if we want to introduce anything new, we are scared. But there are other countries which have already done this. They have removed educational technology from school classrooms. That's what Sweden has done. Watch this.
Some parents do everything in their power to mitigate screen harms at home. But then their children go to school and they experience hours of screen time in the guise of educational technology, or EdTech. Whether that's in the form of iPads and Alexa voice assistants for nursery school children, learning systems like PowerSchool in primary school, or Google Classroom on secondary school devices, who has proven that this deluge of screen education is what's best for our children? No one has. If we step back and view this state of affairs through a compassionate lens, it's fairly understandable. Let's wave aside the fact that only 7% of UK edtech companies have conducted randomised controlled trials, and just 12% have used third-party certification. Let's put these pesky facts aside. At the beginning, these products seemed futuristically exciting. Well-intentioned schools spent fortunes buying and implementing the latest software and trained their teachers in how to use it. And some of the tools, like No More Marking, have been helpful for teachers. But now we have better data on how tech is impacting pupils, so we must press pause and, in many cases, rewind. The Karolinska Institute in Sweden recently published research concluding that there's clear scientific evidence that tools impair rather than enhance learning. Sweden has taken note and been the first country to kick tech out of the classroom, reinvesting in books, paper and pens. They had the courage to admit that EdTech was a failed experiment. Bill Gates himself said that devices have a lousy record in the classroom. Mark Zuckerberg went to a tech-free school in Boston. Steve Jobs didn't let his own children use iPads. UNESCO says moderation should be the key word relating to classroom tech use. The OECD found that most EdTech has not delivered the academic benefits once promised, and that students who use computers very frequently at school do a lot worse in most learning outcomes. Global test scores in maths, science and reading are plummeting. I've personally spoken to teachers in British state schools who've acknowledged that classroom tech has hampered the progress of many of their pupils, and the huge boom in tutoring among private school children points to the fact that they're not learning well in school either. So why are we getting so overexcited about EdTech here in Britain? Why are we outsourcing executive function skills to a computer? Why are we allowing exam boards to take every subject online by 2030? All the emerging research generates a pulling up of the drawbridge rather than the open-armed embrace that we're seeing.
We have policymakers in the audience, we have leaders, CEOs, owners of schools, colleges. Bala, but what about the outside pressure? If there is outside pressure to force you to consume poison, will you consume? Outside pressure, peena hi hai, thoda sa roz. Piyenge? That's what we are doing to ourselves. Please stand up for your own children. If you can't save them, nobody will. Take a stand. Go to the schools. Tell the teachers. We are going to give you those digital wellness books and cards. Learn about the subject. Don't say you are busy. Because your ignorance is not only killing you, it's robbing the future of our next generation. As UNO beautifully put it, we haven't inherited this earth from our parents, we borrowed it from our children. So beautiful. And this is something I would like to see in India. They don't work, period. And the impact, Last 20 years of data clearly shows the more you are exposed to new technology, the higher the incidence of mental disorders. Anxiety, lack of sleep, not being able to focus, getting irritated, getting fidgety, all of these are one or the other form of mental disorders. And there's a clear science now. The more time you spend on Facebook, the more lonely you will feel and the more depressed you will become. This is proven. I'm going to share a website towards the end which will give you all the data. And decreased attention span leading to blue tick anxiety. You know what is blue tick anxiety? Anyone? Right? You said, yaar, abhi tak blue kyun nahi hua? Wo padha kyun nahi? Mujhe pata hai wo mobile uske haath mein hai. Lekin kyun? Kyun nahi kiya wo? Ab blue ho gaya, abhi answer nahi diya. Kyun nahi diya? Kyun? What have we become? And that's what we call as blue tick anxiety. And if you use anything else other than WhatsApp, it's called black tick anxiety. Social media usage linked with lower self-esteem, higher rates of depression and suicide. It's happening both in India and outside. From the time we reduced the data rates in India, can you believe mental health issues have skyrocketed and they have become more than 10 times? Small and big. Those are the US suicide rates. And can you see a clear trend from the time social media got introduced onto the mobile? And this is the non-fatal self-harm. See the percentages. Plus 189%, plus 170%. And why we keep talking about you spending time with your kids without screens and making you also spend time with your family members without screens. Here is the science. On an average, kids spend 7 hours daily in front of screens. Less play, less human interactions. And deficit of face-to-face interactions is damaging emotional health. Kids are not able to recognize the various emotions. We are human beings. We need to see a smiling face. We need to hear that laughter for the normal development of even human brain. We are robbing them of that. Death rates are 3 times higher among socially isolated people. Whether it is virtual loneliness or the physical loneliness is the worst kind of disease of current times, because that gives rise to all other health conditions. And in-person contact stimulates dopamine, which enhances attention and pleasure. Serotonin reduces fear and worry. That's why it's so important you make time to spend time with your kids. Otherwise, whatever earning you are doing is of absolutely no use. If you have a social media app on your mobile, no ifs and buts, you are an electronic cocaine addict, period. Now you decide, you want to lead the life of an addict or you want to reclaim your mastery, your choice. No excuses, no ifs and buts. And you already learned the difference between relaxation and stimulation. And impact on your body. Not a single organ is left that is not getting impacted because of the radiation. We go under the blanket one last time. As it starts getting dark outside, brain releases a hormone called melatonin, which is sleep hormone. It calms you down so that you can go to sleep. How many of you feel that after you started using screens, you started sleeping late than usual? All of us. The reason is this. Because the blue component of the screen light tricks your brain and says, "Raat hui nahi hai, aish karo." And the brain delays the secretion of melatonin, and that delay makes you to fall asleep later and later. And this is leading to a lot of neurological diseases. Because one fascinating thing about the brain is, whatever metabolic waste that gets generated inside the body all through the day gets eliminated when you empty your bowels in the morning. But the brain's waste doesn't get eliminated through that route. only in deep sleep, what we call as NREM sleep, brain's plumbing system becomes active. And if we are not getting enough deep sleep every night, that plumbing system is not working properly. So the metabolic neurological waste is getting accumulated and we are seeing lots of neurological diseases. That's why when Shivani Ben says an hour before you sleep, don't touch your mobile, there is a proper physical health and mental health benefit for your own brain health. Move away from mobile at least an hour before you sleep. Just go through the list. This is just a sample. Again, I repeat, we are not asking you to throw it away. Become a responsible digital gadget user. Ati sarvatra varjaye. And it comes from this beautiful shloka. Ati rupena vai sita, ati garvena ravanaha. Ati danam balirdatva, ati sarvatra varjaye. What it means is, ati rupena vai sita. It's her beauty that caused trouble to Sita. Ati garvena ravanaha. It is his arrogance that did him in. Atidanam balirdatva, bali chakravarti. Many of you must be knowing. It is atidanam that brought him trouble. Ati sarvatra varjayet. Excess of anything is not good. And how digital silence helps? It increases productivity, replenishes attention, solidifies memory, and encourages creativity. By giving those digital silence breaks, you are giving an opportunity for the brain to recover. If I make you run around Gyan Sarovar for a couple of rounds, you won't be able to do because you're going to gasp for breath. Yes or no? Brain also needs that breath. We are not giving it that breath because we are constantly stimulating. So when you take these mental breaks, you are allowing your brain to breathe. It's as simple as that. We talked a lot even yesterday night when Shivani Ben was talking about what you should not do. Brain is a wonderful attachment machine. It gets attached to things, people, ideas and actions. If you tell it not to do something, it's not possible because any void gets occupied, remember, accessible and affordable stuff. So you should tell the brain what else it should do. And that's where you start forming the new neural circuits. And that's where your neuroplasticity will help. So if you want to engage your mind in new content and not the old content, remember the question, positively engage your mind, you must start reading. Again, not on screens, but physical books. Some examples. And Bhagavad Gita from Gita Press, my favorite publisher. There are many, but I would, in your own language, you will get that. This is just a sample books I have given you. Make this as a habit for yourself and for your kids. Start that reading time before you sleep. It's a fascinating habit to move away from screen, to learn something new so that when you sleep, you are sleeping with something positive. If you do it every single day, slowly you will start covering all these. And this is the blessing that you need to give to yourself. That's why we said yesterday, you must allow yourself. Do you remember that? Another beautiful thing that we learn here at Brahma Kumaris is prepare a timetable for the mind. Roz ka timetable to banate hain. Ye karna hai, ye nahi karna hai, ye ab karna hai. कब क्या सोचना है, कितना सोचना है, उसका भी टाइम टेबल बनाओ. इट्स इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज दैट इज व्हेन यू विल बिकम मोर एफिशिएंट एंड इफेक्टिव. डिजिटल हाइजीन, डू नॉट कीप योर मोबाइल ऑन द डाइनिंग टेबल. व्हेन वाज द लास्ट टाइम यू क्लीन योर मोबाइल? And do you know that mobile is the dirtiest thing, dirtier than the toilet seat that we carry with ourselves? You put that on the dining table, you touch it with the same hand and eat with the same hand, yuck. So do not put your mobile on the dining table. Disinfect your mobile regularly. Do not carry your mobile to the bathroom. Again, there's a science behind it. Assimilation and elimination need attention. To digest the food you have taken and to eliminate the poisons. If you are distracted, if you carry the mobile while you are eating or when you are eliminating the stuff, your toxins, if you disturb, both will not work properly. And that is leading to a lot of infections and physical health issues. So do not carry your mobile to the bathroom, do not carry your mobile to the dining. You can start that from today afternoon. And then we will see how many mobile withdrawal symptoms will kick in. And mobile should be kept at least 10 feet away from you while you are sleeping. It is literally destroying the sleep and the brain of people. I know most of you use alarm clock, buy one. In Hyderabad, an RPAT alarm clock with snooze facility costs only 220 rupees. That's the cost of a Subway sandwich. So if you want to save your brain, buy a separate alarm clock. Don't use your mobile as an alarm clock. If you want to use your mobile as an alarm clock, put it in flight mode. Do not touch your mobile at least for 1 hour after you wake up, 2 hours before you sleep. I made it at least 1 hour. Now you see the reason behind it. It's very simple. And the reason is very simple, not the implementation. And that's what you need to decide here while you're on the mountaintop. And ways to unplug. Remember I told you about the smartphone? The original smartphone. Many of my colleagues have helped them by moving this to this phone. No distractions. You need me, call me. Even I tell my friends, hi Bala. Hi Bala, kya hota hai? Khaya, piya, soya, dhoya. Are, what do you want? You tell me. Just write it. Otherwise, call me. Period. You see how much of time gets wasted in all these stupid chats? Have you noticed? And how many times you are switching your attention? And you can't do anything. Because ting, 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 ye karta rehta hai, and I can't even focus. And then this is all nonsense. Hi Bala, kya hota hai? That's why I tell them, I am not going to check all, even office chats. You need me, you call me. If it is urgent. Don't send me a text. If you send me a text, I look at it when I want to. Right? Notifications are chief wreckers of your attention. Switch off notifications. Can you do that now? Pull your mobile out, switch off all notifications. It's all done. Dil dhadakti hai. Ye miss ho jayega to? Miss nahi hoga. You are not so important, don't worry. Because I've switched it off 12 years ago from the time I started using mobile and I haven't missed a single important message. And I was doing this during COVID times and the chief scientist of one of the top IT companies was there in the class. I was doing a series of sessions for them. And then she heard this, she liked it, she switched it off. Next week she came for the next session and she said, Bala, I want to share something. I said, what? Please go ahead. She said, in the 10 years that I've been working in this company, and she's a chief scientist by the way, last week was the first week I completed my things before time and I went home on time and no stress. And the only change she did. And you know, by default, all apps come with notifications switched on. Now you see how things are getting played. Make your bedroom radiation free. How many of you promise that from today on, including today's lunch, you are going to start having screen free breakfast, lunch and dinner? Lamba hath kada karo, as Dadi would say. Good, thank you. Avoid using mobile for non-essential activities. Once a week, do mobile fasting as a family. Possible? 1 day. Initial 2 hours, you'll go mad. Don't worry. get used to it, plan something. I was sharing with my colleague, he lives in Canada, has 2 kids, 2 daughters. He liked it, he started doing it. Now his kids look forward to that mobile fasting day because they do it religiously once a week. Because they get to spend time with each other, they get to listen to each other, share with each other, do some activities, go on camping, do some cooking, do some knitting, do some hobby, go to some other place. All of that without any distraction. Right? Paying attention is the highest form of respect you can give to the other person. And when you remove the distraction, you are giving that highest respect. And what Shivani Ben said, this is the high, that love is the highest form of respect. And the other way, how do you do that? By paying attention. And that's what you can do when you do this mobile fasting. And fasting has anti-cancer properties. I can share the data. Uninstall all social media apps. Dil dhadakti hai. Now you can check your own mobile withdrawal symptoms. Learn to become a master. What you learnt yesterday. And what you learnt today, Baba will help you. Remember what Deepa Ben was saying. Wo sarvashaktivan hai, toh main master sarvashaktivan ho. You are more powerful than you think you are. You have those capabilities. Even Asha Ben was saying in the morning, right? All those seedlings are there inside. You just have to water. Like yesterday night, even Shivani Ben was saying, you don't have to get love from outside. Allow your own love to blossom. So you have all the capability. You don't need them from outside. If you can't use a really long password. And uncheck the keep me logged in box. Very simple. I will not use my Facebook for more than 5 minutes. That's a password. And every time you open it, you have to key in that password. And that's how I help quite a few of my friends to overcome the habit. You know the reason? The urge to check is highest in the first 20 seconds. And when you make a mistake in typing this password, like a chap, kuch aur karte. So you will do one of those 2 things. Either you will change your password or you will uninstall. And most of my friends chose to uninstall. Because waise bhi kar nahi sakte hain. Right? So no late night binge watching. And at least 2 hours of digital silence per day. That's why I've asked you to reflect. How many screen-free relaxation activities are you doing on a daily basis? Mobile ke prati rehem dil mat bano. अच्छा साफ किया अपने साथ हमेशा रखा इतनी खातरी जरूरी नहीं है इट्स अ स्टूपिड पीस ऑफ ग्लास एंड मेटल सो बी मर्सीफुल टुवर्ड्स योरसेल्फ एंड बी मर्सीलेस टुवर्ड्स योर मोबाइल आई एम नॉट आस्किंग यू टू थ्रो इट अवे बट यू डोंट हैव टू शो दैट एक्स्ट्रा अटेंशन बिकॉज यू डिजर्व दैट अटेंशन नॉट योर मोबाइल मेडिटेट एवरी डे ओके एंड इन ऑर्डर टू स्प्रेड दिस मैसेज So how many of you are interested in forming a part of this particular yagya where we can start helping people outside of this hall? There are 140 crores in India. As Sakar Baba would say, jungle padi hai samne. Right? So that's where we began this Dwell initiative. We call it as the Brahmakumari's Digital Wellness Initiative. And the slogan you can see, stabilize your mind to utilize your brain. And we created a lot of content to help. And a lot of content you will get. Don't click. Remember. Use your brain. It's very easy. Digitalwellness.in. Repeat. Again. Again. Easy. So don't click. Remember. And there's a third, the digital wellness curriculum that we created. 5 units, 30 hours, 2 credit course, if anyone wants to introduce. And there are many universities, I'm very happy to tell you, have introduced this digital wellness course. So, what are the basics of digital wellness and what is the power of attention? That's what we deal in Unit 1. In Unit 2, we talk about harnessing the power of the brain, a glimpse of which you got today. Harnessing the power of mind, how do you overcome overthinking? How do you do positive self-talk? How do you keep your mind positively engaged? What is the cost of distraction? We talk all of that as a part of harnessing the power of mind. How do we get addicted? How do we get de-addicted? What are the techniques? Some of which you saw that today. Fourth unit. And a bunch of digital wellness techniques. And all of this is already uploaded on this URL. ramakumaris.com/bkdrive. Can we show that? Yeah, so if you go to Brahmakumari, or you can search BK Drive, Google Drive you know, OneDrive you know, BK is easy to remember, that's where you came, BK Drive. You Google it, it will take you here. And there's a lot of very positive and powerful content that Shivani Ben was talking about yesterday. It's all there online, free. And if you go to digital wellness, so you will see those trainings, presentations, and a bunch of stuff. So if you go to those presentations, slide decks of each of those units are available here. You can download them. They are free, no copyright. We request you to acknowledge Brahmakumaris, that's all. And what do you speak on each of those slides? Go to trainings. The videos are recorded. Now if you want the book, you can go back to the slide. Slide. My presentation. The current one. What I am doing. Yeah, thank you. So this is the textbook for the subject, and when you go out, it's available. If you want to buy that. And it's got printed here. It's going to cost only 65 rupees. That I think is one third of a Subway sandwich. Am I right? Yes or no? So it's just 65 rupees. And the essence of that book is put inside a box. So this is digital wellness inside a box. You will get some 50 quotes. And at the end of this session, each one of you is going to get a gift of this. So that when you pick up each card, you can sit down, reflect. It can be a good conversation starter with your family, with your friends, with your colleagues. And if you are interested in buying this, this is also available. And we made sure that it's not going to cost much. So the whole box costs only 50 rupees. Because that's again got published here. Okay? So you will get a gift. And for those of you who are from the corporate, if you are interested in sharing this message of digital wellness with your office colleagues, we also have designed digital wellness retreats of 1 to 1.5 days, which is extendable to 2 days if you are interested in. The attendance can be 35 to 50 and the place is BK Retreat Centers across India. We are not going to do these retreats in a hotel, no. So we have many retreat centers across India. We offer these retreats there, and if you are interested, you can send an email. Don't have to click DW, Digital Wellness Short Form. DW@brahmakumaris.com, very easy. You can drop us an email and we can plan something. And many universities in India, top universities have signed MOUs with Brahmakumaris and introduced this digital wellness as an elective. No, go to the deck only. Yeah, click next. This is not working. So that's the Anna University with whom we signed an MOU in 2023. And a couple of batches we already, one batch we fully completed, the second batch is happening. Next. So this is Rishi Hood University here near Sonipat. Next. D.Y. Patil Group of Institutions from Pune. Next. VNIT Nagpur. Next, IIIT Nagpur, both these places, we just completed teaching them. We have to conduct exams. So if any one of you is interested, we are willing to train you. Give all the material, textbook, question papers, slide decks, videos, so that we can start sharing this message and save the current as well as next generation, because this is our contribution for the community. Next. That's the essence. So those of you who don't know Hindi, what it means is mobile belongs to me, I don't belong to my mobile. My mobile is there for me, I am not there for my mobile. Can we repeat that? Again. Again. Please remember that. That's the essence. And that's how we began. Who is the master? You or your mobile? Now who do you believe is the master? And will you start asserting your mastery? Yes? Because otherwise, in Telugu we call the maid as Pani Manishi. The short form is PM. If I don't remember that I am the master, she will become Prime Minister of the home. That also is PM. Because I forget that I am the master of the home, otherwise she will become. So keep reminding yourself that you are the master of your mobile and not the mobile. Next. So you're going to get your gift now, one row at a time. Rama Ben. Team. Good, that's all I have you for today.
Thank you, Bala Bhai.